Well,
很多人不是有家国情怀。
many people don't have a sense of national pride.
是有家奴情怀。
As a slave mentality.
家奴情怀。
The feeling of being a slave.
这个词我是刷到贱人大叔的视频看到的。
I saw this word when I was watching a video of an old man.
当时就觉得太准了。
I thought it was so accurate at the time.
一针见血。
Sharp and to the point.
准确到扎心。你去网。
Accurately to the point.
网上随便翻翻。
Search the internet.
但凡聊到明朝。
When talking about the Ming Dynasty.
聊到崇祯。
When it comes to Chongzhen.
总有人跳出来拍桌子。
Some people jump up and down.
天子守国门，君王死。
The emperor guards the country while the king dies.
设计，评论区。
Political commentary section.
有人笑。
Someone laughs.
这些人，他还特别理直气壮地反驳道。
These people also retorted with a particularly arrogant tone.
不管怎么说。
No matter what,
崇祯皇帝殉国了。
The Emperor Chongzhen committed suicide.
这就是值得肯定的。
This is worth affirming.
你们不要侮辱我的家国情怀。
Don't insult my national sentiment.
我每次看到这些话，
Every time I see these words,
我哭笑不得。
I don't know what to say.
一，那叫家国情怀。
You have a patriotic heart.
先搞清楚一个最基本的问题。
First, let's clarify the most basic question.
崇祯。
The Emperor Chongzhen.
他是殉国吗？
Is he a martyr?
咱们今天聊国家，先把最底层的共识摆出来。
Today, let's start by establishing the most basic common ground regarding national issues.
人民才是国家的主人。
You are the masters of your own country.
这不是我瞎说的。
This is not just my opinion.
中华人民共和国宪法写得明明白白。
The Constitution of the People's Republic of China.Is written clearly and understandably.
一切权力属于人民。
All power belongs to the people.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
国从来不是某一家某一姓的私产。
A country is not the private property of any particular surname.
人民才是国，人民才是国的目的。
The people are the purpose of the state.
人民才是国存在的全部意义。
The people are the entirety of the meaning of a country's existence.
有人说了。
Someone said.
这不是废话吗？
Is this just a formality?
哎。
Oh.
这还真不是废话。
That's definitely not a lie.
因为很多人到现在都没搞懂这个最基本的道理。
Because many people still haven't understood this basic principle.
你反过来想。
Think about it from the other side.
没有人能叫国家吗？
Who can call the country?
一片空地没人住。
An empty field, no one lives there.
那叫荒地。
That's a wasteland.
不叫国家。
Don't call it a country.
一个国家如果里面的人都死光了
If all the people in a country die out
跑光了
Gone
这个国家还存在吗
Does this country still exist
不存在了
Gone
所以说先有人后有国人是目的
Therefore the purpose of first people then country is to
国是工具
Country tool
国是为人服务的。
The state is for the service of mankind.
不是反过来人为国当牛做马。这个道理放到明朝成立吗
？Is the principle of not being a cow and doing bull work applied to Ming Dynasty's establishment?
明朝有人民吗
Does the Ming dynasty have people?
如果把明朝比作一个大公司，
If we compare the Ming dynasty to a large company,
崇祯就是董事长。
The chairman is Chongzhen.
大老板。
Boss.
你以为你的祖宗在里面是员工？
Do you think your ancestors are inside?
还能拿工资？
Still get paid?
有社保。
With social security.
想错了，你。
Force you.
祖宗在明朝叫丁寇。
The ancestor in the Ming dynasty was called Ding.
丁寇是什么？
What is a ding mouth?
说难听点。
Honestly.
就是会说话的牲口。
You are a talking animal.
但比牲口还要惨。
But even worse than animals.
牲口只是干活杀了被吃肉。丁寇呢是要受三重剥削。
Animals are just working animals. Their tails are cut off and their meat is eaten. They are subjected to triple exploitation.
第一重是税源，交税交粮。
The first layer is tax and grain.
养着皇室和官僚。
Nurturing the aristocracy and bureaucracy.
第二重是兵源，打仗的时候。
The second is that when mobilizing troops for war,
拉出去当炮灰，
take them out and use them as cannon fodder.
第三重是徭役来源。
The third level is the source of conscription.
修宫殿，
repairing the palace,
修陵墓，
repairing the mausoleum,
修用和免费使唤。牲口有四条腿。
The free use of four-legged animals in the river.
丁口有两条腿。
Male has two legs.
牲口。
Animals.
不会说话。
Can't speak.
丁口会说话。
King can speak.
但在皇帝眼里。
In the eyes of the emperor.
本质上没什么区别。
In essence, there is no difference.
都是皇家的资产。
All are assets of the royal family.
都是会喘气的。
They all have to breathe.
生产工具。
Production tools.
非要找区别。
Don't try to find differences.
那就是杀牲口的时候。
That's when the sacrificial animal is slaughtered.
牲口会挣扎。
Animals will struggle.
会叫唤。杀丁口的时候。
When it's time to call for the dead,
他们还得跪下来磕头。
They also had to kneel and bow their heads.
然后谢主隆恩。
Then thank you for your blessings.
你说可不可笑？
Do you think it's funny?
那崇祯上吊叫殉国吗？
That Chongzhen hanged himself to die.
别再往自己脸上贴金了。
Don't be so conceited.
他那叫殉基业。
His name is Sun Kai.
叫对不起他朱家的列祖列宗。
Call him the late patriarch of the Zhu family.
对不起。
I'm sorry.
朱元璋打下来的周家天下。
The Ming dynasty established by Zhu Yuanzhang.
他死了之后用头发盖住脸。
After he died, he covered his face with hair.
为什么？无颜见祖宗呀。
Why can't I see my ancestors?
怕到了地底下。
Afraid of going underground.
朱元璋抽他的鼻脸。
Zhu Yuanzhang pulled his beard.
有人说了。
Someone said.
那他遗诏里写了误伤百姓一人。
In his will, he wrote about accidentally injuring one person.
你看。这不是明显的人君吗？
You can see that this is obviously a tyrant.
那你可拉倒吧。
You can go to hell.
临死前的场面话。
Last words.
你也信？他要是真惦记老百姓掌权。
Do you believe he really cares about people's power?
17年。
17 years.
他干嘛去了？家珍三响，横征暴敛的时候。
What was he doing when he was planning to loot and plunder?
怎么不想着百姓？天灾人祸，饿殍遍野的时候。
How can I not think of the disaster and famine that plagued the people when?
怎么不想着百姓？再说了。
How can I not think about the people again?
他要是真爱民。
If he really loves the people.
临死前。
On the verge of death.
为什么不下一道圣旨？
Why not issue a decree?
减免全国赋税。
Reduce national taxes.
3年释放所有囚犯。
Release all prisoners for 3 years.
让老百姓也过几天好日子吧。
Let the people also have a few good days.
他不，他就说了一句话。
He said a sentence.
误伤百姓一人。
Injured one civilian.
这话说的，好像李自成进城后被屠城似的。
It sounds like Liza Chang's entry into the city was like a massacre.
他人之慨，装好人的成本为零。漂亮话。
A cost of pretending to be a good person is zero. Beautiful words.
谁不会说？看一个人。
Who doesn't know how to look at a person?
别听他说什么。
Don't listen to what he says.
要看他做什么。
What is he doing?
那到底什么才配？
What is it that deserves?
叫做殉国。
Called martyrdom.
韩思彤算。
The calculation is done.
一个官二代出生。
A scion of the elite.
父亲是湖北熊府。
Father is from Hongfu, Hubei.
本来可以一辈子荣华富贵。
Originally, one could live a life of prosperity and wealth for all eternity.
但他偏偏要变法。
But he stubbornly insisted on reform.
偏偏要流血。
It's just bleeding.
偏偏要留下来等死。
I just want to stay and die.
他说。
He said.
各国变法无不从流血而成。
All reforms in the world have ended up with bloodshed and nothing else.
中国未闻有因变法而流血者。
There has never been a case in China where reforms have led to bloodshed.
此国之所以不昌也，有之。
The reason why this country is not prosperous is because of this.
请自四。
Please start from 4.
同时。
At the same time.
他图什么？图他自己的官位。
What is he trying to achieve? Is it his own ambition?
他都已经辞官了。
He has already resigned.
图他自己的家产，他不缺钱。
He doesn't lack money. He has his own property.
他图的是40,000,000中国人的未来。
He is concerned about the future of 40 million Chinese people.
林觉民算一个，富二代出生，家境优渥。
Lin Juming comes from a wealthy family.
娇妻在怀，本可以安安稳稳过一辈子。
Having a wife in one's arms could bring a lifetime of peace and tranquility.
但他偏偏要去起义。
But he stubbornly insisted on starting a rebellion.
偏偏要去送死。
Go to Saul's house.
他在与妻书里写得明明白白。吾充吾爱如之心。
He wrote in his book that he loved me and wanted to be with me.
祝天下爱其所爱。
Wishing all those who love.
所以敢先汝而死。
Therefore, I dare to be a pioneer and die.
不顾如也。
No matter what.
他不是不爱自己的小家。
He doesn't love his own family.
他是要为天下人谋永福。
He is aiming to bring eternal happiness to everyone.
还有淞沪会战。
There was the Battle of Shanghai.
那些光着脚扛着枪往前冲的士兵。
The soldiers who ran forward barefoot with guns.
还有中国远征军那些埋骨异乡的年轻人。
There are also Chinese soldiers who have been stationed abroad, known people.
他们图什么？图当官，图发财，都不是。他们守护的。
They don't care about serving the public or making money. They only care about their own interests.
是这片土地上的普通人。
These are the ordinary people of this land.
是你我的祖宗能活下去。
You, my ancestors, may live on.
能不被亡国灭种。
Can't be destroyed.
发现没有？这些人有一个共同特点。
Have you noticed that everyone here has a common characteristic?
他们本可以活。
They could have lived.
但是他们选择了死。
But they chose to die.
他们本可以享受。
They could have enjoyed it.
但是选择了牺牲。
But chose to sacrifice.
他们的死不是为了自己的江山。
Their deaths were not for their own territories.
是为了别人的活路。
For the sake of others' lives.
这才叫殉国。
This is what it means to be a martyr.
这才叫家国情怀。
This is what patriotism looks like.
那崇祯呢？
What about Chongqing?
他选择了死。
He chose to die.
但他死的目的是什么？
But what is the purpose of his death?
是守住朱家的江山吗？
Is it about safeguarding the Shu family's territory?
没守住，是保护百姓吗？
Did not protect the people.
他从来没把百姓当人看，他死。
He never treated the people as human beings.
是因为丢了祖宗的基业。
Because of losing the ancestral property.
没脸再活下去了。
I have no face to live anymore.
是因为跑不掉了。
Because it didn't run away.
与其被活捉受辱。
Rather than being captured and humiliated.
不如自行了断。
Why not end it yourself?
人家是为别人死。
I died for others.
他是为自己死。
He died for himself.
这能一样吗？
Is this possible?
所以你看，哭谭嗣同哭。
So you see, crying over the death of Tan Sito.
林觉民哭。
Lin Jumin cried.
黄花岗七十二烈士哭抗战牺牲的将士们。
The 72 martyrs of Yanquanking.
这叫家国情怀。
This is called patriotism.
没毛病。
Okay.
我跟你一起哭。
I cried with you.
和你哭出。
Cry with me.
崇祯哭一个封建帝王。
Emperor Chongqing crying, a feudal emperor.
还说。
Also said.
这是家国情怀。
This is patriotism.
你开什么玩笑
？What are you kidding?
崇祯陪着他的朱家王朝一起被埋进土里。
The Chongqing Emperor accompanied his Ming dynasty into the grave.
人家那叫殉基业。
That's called a training ground.
最起码还能说一句对得起祖宗。你呢？
At least I can still say something that justifies my existence to my ancestors.
你祖宗在明朝就是个丁口。
Your ancestors were considered Ding people during the Ming Dynasty.
就是个会说话的牲口，连殉基业都容不上。
It's a talking animal. It doesn't even deserve to be trained by the training base.
你那叫什么呢？
What is your name?
你那叫殉葬。
You're just a martyr.
叫陪葬。
Paul.
更可笑的是什么？
What's even more ridiculous?
你今天还在为几百年前的封建帝王哭丧
？Are you still crying over the tears of emperors from hundreds of years ago?
还觉得自己特别有情怀
？I still feel like I have a lot of experience and knowledge.
你特别有气节
？Very principled.
你搞搞清楚，人家皇帝的子孙后代。
Clarify the descendants of the emperor.
说不定早就投胎转世。
Maybe you've already reincarnated.
换了身份
changed identity，
继续享受了你一个普通老百姓的后代
continue to enjoy being a descendant of an ordinary commoner，
在这替人家守灵
here I'm here to guard the funeral，
替人家鸣不平
to speak on behalf of someone，
你图个啥？
What are you doing？
说白了，
in simple terms，
这不是家国情怀。
This is not patriotism.
这是典型的家奴情怀。
This is a typical example of domestic servitude.
是刻在骨子里的奴性还没退干净。
The ingrained subservience hasn't completely disappeared.
是总觉得得有个主子跪着才踏实。
I always feel that only by having a master to kneel before can I be truly motivated.
这主子死了。
This master is dead.
比自己的亲爹死了。
Compared to my own father.
很难受。真正的家国情怀。
It's still difficult to truly feel the patriotism.
从来不是对着帝王将相磕头。
It has never been about bowing to emperors and generals.
不是为了一家一姓的覆灭。
Not for the destruction of a family.
铺天抢地。
Rushing and grabbing.
真正的家国情怀是站在普通人的立场上。
True patriotism is to stand on the position of ordinary people.
是希望这片土地上的人都能活得像。
I hope.That everyone living on this land can live like
个人都能有尊严
Everyone deserves to have dignity
都能过上好日子
Everyone will have a good life
最后再说一遍
Let me reiterate
记住了
Remembered
人民才是国
The people are the nation
没有人
No one
国什么都不是你我这样的普通人活得好不好
？What if I'm not as good as you ordinary people？
才是衡量一个国家好不好的唯一标准。
The only standard for measuring whether a country is good or not.